drowning in life, bring it all to Him. Ang storya ayon kay Yen. Friend, every experience na may problema ka, wala ka pang solusyon. Pero ang gusto mo lang, talaga ay may makausap. Someone to talk to, a shoulder to cry on. Are you lucky enough to have a friend like that? I was in grade 3 nang mag-away ang dalawang best friends ko. When I tried to help them reconcile, I ended up being the one they were mad at. Can you imagine? Nagbati sila at ako na ang ayaw nilang kausapin. Kaloka! Umuwi akong masama talaga ang loob. Hindi ko alam bakit hindi ko ito na ikwento sa mama ko. But I just cried on my bed where no one could see me. And for the first time in my life, I felt this sense that God was comforting me. This week, we're kicking off our new series. He wants to comfort you. We hope that as we explore the different ways God is there for us, comforting us, you'll find this strength and courage to keep going, no matter what's happening in your life. Let's read this verse in Matthew 11, verse 28. Lumapit kayo sa akin, kayong lahat na nahihirapan at nabibigatan sa inyong pasanin, at bibigyan ko kayo ng kapahingaan. Nakikita mo ba? Kung nahihirapan ka ngayon at nabibigatan sa challenges in life, you can bring it to Him. He promises to give you rest. Paano natin magagawa ito? Pwede mong ikwento sa Kanya in prayer, or you can also write it down in a journal or letter addressed to Jesus. Pwede ka rin pumili sa Kanya ng kanta sa YouTube or Spotify that resonates with how you feel and use it as a prayer to Him. Whichever way works for you, gawin mo ito at sigurado kaming He will comfort you. Tandaan mo, friend, isa kang miracle.